High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Everything to do with our electricity supply and demand has been in the news during the course of 2021. And we've seen going into 2022 that not much has changed. We're now seeing other issues that are raising their ugly heads, such as the maintenance with regards to Coburg, as well as the lifespan at Coburg. Joining us on the air is Roger Lilly. He's an energy analyst. Roger, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Chad, and thank you for inviting me to your show this morning. Good morning to your listeners.
Thank you for joining us on a public holiday and taking time out of your schedule. Is it wise to consider extending the operating life of the Coburg Power Station? Considering that it is nuclear, it's reached its lifespan, has it been maintained sufficiently? Is it possible, and have we seen it around the world, where the lifespans of power stations have been extended? For that to happen, what needs to be done?
Wow, Chad, that's a whole lot of questions all at once. yeah, look, I think we need to understand, in the South African situation, we need to understand the broad picture here. South Africa is a signatory to the Paris Accord, the Paris Agreement, which says that we are committed to reduce the amount of carbon dioxide and other emissions that we're putting into the atmosphere. This, in broad terms, means we must move away from coal-fired power stations as soon as we can. And nuclear is one of the cleanest power stations that we can hope for. In the sense, from that perspective, nuclear power is good and clean. The question really is regarding the Coburg station. Coburg is very old now. It'll be 40 years old by the time it comes to the end of life in 2024, having been commissioned in 1984. In terms of maintenance, yes, it has been well maintained. Remember that nuclear power stations fall under the auspices of the International Atomic Energy Agency, and so the maintenance is scrutinized far more closely than is other kind of power generation. So, yes, it has been maintained. Recently, the steam generator was replaced. You may remember that during the early part of this year, and more work needs to be done. The question really is whether Eskom has the money to do the repairs and the maintenance or the extension. Now let's look at that in a little more detail. Because of its age, Coburg is an older generation one type plant. If we were to build a new one today, we would be on generation four. So there's a massive difference. Secondly, it's an old analog system. The whole control system, the whole electronics is all analog. It's old, it's aging. Will Eskom upgrade that to the new digital technology? We need to know that. That would be useful to know. Secondly, or thirdly, what about the containment buildings? The actual physical construction that the nuclear plant is housed within. We know from Eskom that the original design did not take into consideration sufficient construction for the sorts of weather that it has faced. And so it's been exposed to harsh sea air for 40 years. We know that the containment building, the concrete of the containment buildings is perishing. We know that some of the reinforcement rods, the steel rods inside the concrete, have been exposed and are rusting, corroding away. And so it would be good if Eskom could be just a little bit more transparent in terms of exactly what they mean by life extension. Are they really going to do all the work that needs to be done on the containment buildings to ensure the safety of the plant? This is obviously of great concern to the people who live in the area, as far away as the city of Cape Town, which is only, 30 kilometers, 38 kilometers or something like that away. And so there are these sorts of concerns. But I think, in principle, it's a good idea to keep Coburg going, because Coburg is a cheap source of electricity. We've paid it off. It has proven itself to be reliable. There are lots of questions. One of the big questions is, what do we do with the nuclear waste? The rods are replaced every 3 years. This is the fuel that the plant uses. But what happens to the old ones? They are not completely used up, and there's radioactive material that is still contained within those rods. In fact, there's a whole new expose going on with what's going on with nuclear energy in America at the moment over this very matter in terms of what do we do with nuclear waste. Now, South Africa has a repository for nuclear waste. The question is it full? It was designed for 40 years. The 40 years are almost up. Is there space for more fuel rods to be placed there for the next 20 years, or do they have another plan? And these sorts of bits of information we do not have yet. So it's very difficult for the public to do anything other but panic. And that's the last thing we want. The energy sector do not want the public to panic over nuclear, because if it's done properly, nuclear is safe and clean and an ideal source of electricity generation.
So you see, you got to answer all those questions, and we've still got more for you. We've seen a move towards smaller type nuclear facilities, whether it's modular or pebble. It's something that has been on the increase over the years. Even although nuclear has such a negative reputation, I'm not sure 100% why. When nuclear goes wrong, it goes wrong. But all in all, from a safety perspective, when one looks at Europe, that's relied on nuclear in a lot of their first world countries, it's definitely something that has benefited more so. But we always hear the Japanese stories, the Chernobyl stories. We don't really hear the other stories. So two questions. Firstly, are you a proponent of nuclear energy? And secondly, the amount spent and the way we went so over budget on Medupi and Kusile. Could we have used the funds for Medupi and Kusile rather on the nuclear side and built smaller power stations that were nuclear powered, or is the cost even more than we went over budget in respect of Kusile and Medupi?
Okay. So if we built a nuclear station equivalent in capacity to either Medupi or Kusile, we're talking 4,800 megawatts, it would have cost more to have built nuclear than it would have to build either of those two power stations. However, as it turns out, we have spent probably much the same because of the way that those two power stations have overrun both in time and in budget. Because by running over time, we're not getting electricity out of them, so we're spending money, or we have spent money and got very little back. And Kusile is still not complete, and Medupi, although complete, Unit 4 blew up, so we're still not out of the woods with Medupi either. So, yes, those two plants have shown themselves to be troublesome, to say the least. I think they basically turned out to be a bit of a waste of money. But we weren't to know that ahead of time, of course. You know, nobody could have foreseen that. Nobody could have foreseen the fact that the design would have been changed during construction. Nobody would have seen the fact that the problems that developed were developed often by man-made decisions. So, yes, excuse me, those. We could have built a nuclear plant at that time for much the same money. However, we didn't, and we're stuck with what we have. In terms of the new design, the generation 4 plants, the modular plants, the Kebble plants, and so on, these absolutely new designs are designed to be erected quickly, but they're relatively small. So you would build a small nuclear plant, what they call a modular plant, in just a few years, and it would generate only a few hundred megawatts. It's very useful, and it's clean, and it's continuous. It's not reliant on the weather. The sun doesn't have to shine on it. The wind doesn't have to blow over it for it to operate. It just keeps going. So yes, that would be a good solution. But now I don't think Eskom has the money to invest in that. We have a nuclear plant, and I think we should try and keep it going as best as we can. But we need to make sure that it is indeed safe, and that the public are made aware that it is indeed safe. And we, as in the media, have challenged Eskom to allow independent media representatives to visit the site and see for themselves, so we can actually assure the public from an independent perspective that the plant is indeed safe. That was put forward to Eskom almost a year, no, probably not quite a year ago. Let's say 9 months ago, for argument's sake, because I can't remember the exact date, but we'll say that much. And Eskom has never responded to that challenge. So I think that's where I think we need to go. I think it's just a question of transparency. I think the public need to be made aware that nuclear is here and nuclear can be safe and reliable as it's been for the last 35, 38 years now. We can indeed continue to use it if we do it properly.
Last question in the last couple of seconds. Are you a proponent of nuclear energy?
Yes, I am. I'm a proponent of all forms of energy that are clean and safe. So that obviously excludes coal. I'm not a proponent of coal. I think there's no such thing as clean coal. I think nuclear power has its place together with other clean sources such as wind, such as solar, such as gas, especially hydrogen gas, which is a new development that's coming up now, a new technology. Absolutely, I think we need a mix of technologies. We can't put all our eggs all in one basket, whether it be nuclear or whether it be wind or solar or anything else.
Well, Roger, I'm definitely going to be chatting again to you in the new year, because energy in South Africa is an ongoing controversial subject and something that needs to be addressed as a matter of urgency. Thank you so much for joining us on this public holiday. I hope you get to spend some time with your family today.
Thank you very much.
Roger Lilly is an energy expert and analyst. He was assisting us today in making sense of whether extending the operating life of the Coburg power plant is possible, what would be required, what are the problems at Coburg at the moment that need to be addressed, what maintenance issues have come to the fore, and whether or not Eskom is being transparent enough.